Good evening. Welcome to this December board meeting. It's a little lighter crowd tonight. I guess students are out already, our college students that we normally have. They're not here. We're going to open the meeting with the prayer and pledge. Ms. Rowletter?
I'm about there. Give me a minute.
Well, I couldn't start sooner because you weren't in your chair. I wouldn't want to try to
realize
do the,
that.
The prayer and the pledge
and I knew
without
you couldn't
you.
Start without me, so. All right. I have a little different presentation tonight. More, I guess, somewhat of a prayer, more of a moment of inspiration. So indulge me just a moment, if you would. You know, I do my homework on getting our prayers exactly correct. We're not praying yet, y'all. I work hard on them. It's okay, Derek. It's okay. I work hard on them so that they're meaningful and true. I was looking for some inspiration for tonight, and I found a little paragraph in a book in praise of our teachers. It was written by Ozzie Davis and Ruby D. It's from their book, With Ozzie and Ruby in This Life Together. And it's beautiful. At Center High, I could not wait to get my hands on my textbooks, which I read from top to bottom as soon as they fell into my hands. Wilhelmina Gaines was my English teacher. She spoke as if her words tasted sweet. And because of her, I learned the joys of listening to speech and language in a different way. She was tall and brown with long black hair that fell to her shoulders. I think she wore glasses and some of her teeth were gold. But in her company, you felt ashamed not to be dressed as well as she was, not to be as clean, not to smell as fresh, and not to sparkle as brightly in the eyes as she did. We all loved Mrs. Gaines. We couldn't help ourselves. Let us pray. Dear God, we seek your special blessings again tonight in our decisions. May they be deliberate and far-reaching. We also thank you for teachers like Wilhelmina Gaines. During this holiday season, we ask that every child in Greenville County Schools sparkle with learning. Bless this board, the administration, the faculties and staffs, and especially the children of Greenville County Schools. Amen. Please join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Rowletter.
Madam Chair.
May I take a moment, please, before we get started? We had a little surprise for our chair, if you don't mind.
I don't know.
And
I don't like surprises
I
much.
I think I'm supposed to
we got more.
Introduce the surprise before we move on in the agenda. So if you excuse me for just a moment, and Debbie, we've got something for you. Just wait there, please.
Y'all let me know if I should start running when they come back in the room, okay?
I stole my flowers.
You don't need to run anywhere. Debbie's going to let her place hers first. So we'll have some beauty in the conversation.
What? Oh, that's awesome. What bird would you say? Awesome.
And we have one more gift.
Thank you.
Thank you to say that we are all
really, really grateful for the special care you take with this board work and for the time you give each one of us to help us do a better job for the district. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Crystal.
Madam Chair.
Well, can we hear 1, 2, 3, 4? 1, 2. Oh, maybe
not. No, you may not. Madam Chair.
Yes, Ms. Rowley.
May I take a moment of personal privilege to introduce a former student?
Sure.
Let her, wait, you've got to open
it. Open it?
Okay. Let her open her present first.
All right,
first,
open your gift first.
Gail helped me tie that bow. You can blame her for.
What is that in the middle?
Well, so, that's on behalf of certain other board members who would not have wanted to leave off Carolina on her purse. So you pass it around and let them.
Okay, I'll let the board see.
A little bit of Burke.
Excellent choice.
Since Burke's gotten his doctorate from Carolina now, might still
right.
wants to carry it sometime.
You could. But there's actually,
thank you.
There's actually her actual replacement Clemson doodad in the bag, but we had to put one Carolina symbol just to even up the board well wishes for you. There's nothing in it.
Quit it. Well, it's been a privilege to be your chairman this year, and I've enjoyed working with every board member, and I think we're doing some great work. So thank you for the kind words and for the kind gifts. And Ms. Bush, also thank you for the poinsettias. These are a little less obtrusive to us, so we don't have to worry about not being able to see people this time. But they're all beautiful. They're beautiful as usual.
And don't toss them out in January. They make beautiful plants year
round. All year
yes,
round.
They do.
Behalf of the poinsettia.
Yes.
Awesome. So thank you, Ms. Bush, for that. And Ms. Rowletter, you wanted a point of personal privilege.
I certainly do. First of all, you have a little gift in a bag at your spot that in a card that a dear friend of mine who drags me to the gym 3 times a week, she makes it from her mountain home where she grows the apples and pears.
Oh, wow.
In Rutherford County in North Carolina. So I thought that each of you might enjoy what Carl and I enjoy many mornings for breakfast. So happy holidays.
Thank you.
Also, I have a student. Would Tara Hartness please stand?
Hello.
Let me tell you.
She was my student at Riverside High School, student extraordinaire. She is now a teacher in one of our schools.
Oh, awesome.
And working on her PhD at Burke at Clemson.
Outstanding.
I'm proud of her either way. But thank you, Madam Chair.
That's awesome. I think we also have teacher forum representatives. Is that right? Thank you guys for being here. We'll try not to intrude too far into your evening if we can. So we're going to move on at this point to the second part of our meeting. On the agenda, we have 2.01, election of officers. So we'll first work on electing the chairman. So I'll open the floor to nominations. Mr. Lewis.
Madam Chairman, I'd like to nominate Lisa Wells as the chair.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion and a second. Are there any other nominations? Do I hear a motion to close nominations?
Motion to close nominations.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, those nominations are closed. So all in support of Lisa Wells, myself, returning as chairman, please raise your hand. Signify by raising your hand.
Raise your hand.
Oh.
Raise your hand, Glenn.
Thank you. I am honored to continue to be your chairman for another year. Now we'll move on to vice chairman. So I'm going to open the floor for nominations for vice chairman.
Madam Chair, I would like to nominate Dr. Crystal Ball O'Connor for vice chair.
Okay. I have a nomination for Dr. O'Connor. Do I have a second?
Second.
I have a second for Dr. O'Connor. Are there any other nominations for vice chairman? Hearing none, is there a motion to close nominations?
So move.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay. All in favor of closing nominations, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay. So all in support of Dr. Crystal Ball O'Connor as continuing as vice chairman, please signify by raising your hand. Okay. So with that, Dr. Crystal Ball O'Connor will continue as vice chair for another year. Congratulations,
Dr. O'Connor.
Thank you very much. Now we're going to move on to election of the secretary.
Madam
so
Chair.
Open the floor. Yes, Ms. Rowletter.
I would like to nominate Mrs. Debbie Bush to be secretary.
I have a nomination of Debbie Bush to be secretary.
Second.
I have a second. Are there any other nominations for secretary? Is there a motion to close nominations?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Sorry. All in favor of closing nominations, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed to that? All right, so now everyone will signify by raising your hand. Debbie Bush as secretary. All right. So Ms. Bush, welcome back. Thank you for serving, agreeing to serve as secretary for the coming year. Oh, okay.
You can't wait.
Can you, or later? Can you, okay. Did I get the Clemson thing to go?
Yeah. No. No.
Thank you. Okay.
Beauty can't wait, Chuck. Beauty can't wait.
Mr. Lewis wants to sing. He's here to sing about dancer and prayer.
All right. So I'm going to move on now to adoption of the consent calendar. And I guess I should say thank you for those of you who have re-elected us, and we will do our best as an executive team to serve you well in the coming year. So adoption of the consent calendar, do I hear a motion?
Motion to approve.
Second.
I have a motion to approve and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor of adoption of the consent calendar, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries. The consent calendar is adopted. Item 4.01, appearance of visitors. We have no visitors tonight, so we will move on from that item and move on to the superintendent's report. Dr. Royster.
Thank you. Congratulations to you and to the other officers elected tonight. I look forward to working with you for another year. Before I begin tonight's superintendent's report, though, I would also like to take the opportunity to congratulate a couple of other board members, Chuck Saylors and Ken Baxter. The weekend before last, Mr. Saylors was selected to the Executive Committee of the South Carolina School Boards Association, and Mr. Baxter was chosen to the SCSBA Region 15 representative of the Board of Directors. I'd also like to thank Dana Rowletter, who rotated off the South Carolina School Boards Association board, for her many years of service as Greenville's SCSBA Region 15 representative. So, thanks to you, Mrs. Rowletter, ably representing
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
The board in the district, and congratulations to Mr. Saylors and Mr. Baxter for their new roles.
Thank you, sir.
Now for the superintendent's report. As has been the tradition for a number of years, last month I ceded my time to the Teacher of the Year so that she might address you all in honor of American Education Week. But has been my practice during American Education Week since becoming superintendent that each day of that week I've sent out something to our employees representative of each of our employee groups. And this year was no different. But I wanted to share with you what we did this year, really along the theme of inspiration happens here. And so each day we sent a video out representative of each of five of our employee groups about the effect, the positive effect that they've had on students in our district. Now, there are only five people reflected as an employee, but they are representative of those actions and those things that our almost 10,000 employees do every day to make lives better for students in our district. Terry?
Hi, I'm Jonathan McCullough from Eastside High School.
That was a good one. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Jonathan McCullough from Eastside High School. I'm a senior, and I want to talk to you about somebody that influenced me and changed kind of my path in high school for the better. Her name is Miss Sweeney. She's the ISS teacher in school suspension. Thankfully, that has nothing to do with the story. But it's all about YIG. She was a counselor there for us at Youth in Government, and that's a conference we go to every year, and we go and we pass bills. It's a mock legislature, and it's a great conference that you should look into if you don't know about it. But this freshman year, this is what I'm talking about, freshman year, I went to Youth in Government, and I kind of did the bare minimum. You know, I went and I passed a bill. I talked in some committees, and I came back. And that was the extent of my experience with Youth in Government. But one day in the hallway, we were passing by each other, me and Miss Sweeney, and it was just a 10-second interval kind of a discussion, not even that. And she said, "Jonathan, I want you to be governor in 3 years from now." And that really opened my eyes and kind of, she let me know my potential that I had never seen before, which is something I'm very grateful for. And with that, it kind of sparked my interest in Youth in Government because I believed I could do something more than what I was doing freshman year. And so I invested my time in the conference and went to all the other conferences throughout the year and kind of really pushed Youth in Government for myself. And I'm really excited to say that this year, we're going in a couple days, and I'm going to be the youth governor this year. So she really inspired me, and it was just a little moment, but that's all it takes, really. And so as teachers and as leaders, you guys are always influencing people's lives. Short little interactions between people can really make a huge difference. And so that's all that's really important, is being on your A game all the time, because you never know who you're going to influence.
My name is John Mathewson. I go to Ralph Chandler Middle School. I like to tell you about my favorite bus driver, Miss Marilyn. Like, whenever people don't listen to her, she'll get, like, a deeper voice sometimes. So people will listen to her. Like, she's all the time been there whenever I needed her. And whenever I had hard times, she would let me sit up front and talk to her. It made me feel real safe and happy because I got to talk to her a lot. It makes me feel really safe that I know that they care about me. And if we get into an accident or something, like, she will make sure that we'll get off the bus before she will.
My name is Kiana Hopkins, and I go to Hillcrest High School, and I'm going to be talking about Miss Nealon, my chemistry teacher. Her class is very rigorous, and I find that those rigorous classes do me the best because they've challenged me the most. When I first told everybody that she was on my schedule as my chemistry teacher, they said, "Oh, you're going to fail," and I was terrified because I was thinking, "Oh my gosh, what am I getting myself into?" But when I first got in her class, I noticed that she was going to be a very structured teacher. She wasn't going to let us get away with just anything, and she always pushed us to strive to be our best and gave us challenging things so we can know that we're obtaining the information that we need to obtain and learning how we need to learn. I just feel like if you have a teacher that's going to let you get away with freebies all the time, you're not going to learn what you need to learn in that class. But if you have a teacher that's always going to know your potential and make you strive to be your best and fulfill your potential, then I feel like that's one of the best teachers that you can have.
Their electronegative differences are very
similar. I want to major in a science and biology, so I know I'm going to have a lot of tough chemistry classes, and I feel like I'm very prepared for those chemistry classes that I'm going to have. Thank you, Ms. Nealon, so much for being one of my best teachers that I've ever had.
My name is Patrona. I'm in second grade. Well, when I was in kindergarten, she taught me English. And when I was in first grade, I can speak English now. And then when I'm in second grade, now I can speak English.
Ms. Charles, the assistant principal, asked me if I can help a parent. I said, "Sure, no problem." I went over there, and then I realized the parents, their Spanish is very limited. And Petrona no speak English, no speak Spanish. I said, "Oh, okay." And I have to speak very slow for the parents. I have to help Petrona. And she came along pretty good, you know. And she go to different classes. She go to resource, she go to reading, she go to the writing, she go to the math, and this extra help that Petrona doing. And now you can tell her English is unreal. And we have family night, and we go to the family night with them. I go to a picnic with them.
She always keep her smile on her face, and she sneaks in the room and when I'm not in the morning, she gives me a note in my desk.
I write a little note, I leave a little note in her table, and say, "Good job, great job," encourage her, you know, for, and she can do better, you know. And when she doing bad, the teacher let me know, you know, and I talk to her, and she doing much better, you know. And this is how we've been doing, you know. And I wish one day Petrona go to the college, too. I was telling her it's very important that she go to elementary school, middle school, high school. And one day I hope she go to college, and I go to see her to graduate. For her birthday, you know, she was her birthday. I know her parents not going to do anything for her. And I brought her some flowers and balloons. You know, she was so excited. You should see her smiling. She was, you know, kind of special, you know, for Petrona, you know.
She gave me flowers and balloons.
How'd that make you feel?
Happy.
That somebody do this for her, and she was showing to everybody. When I leave her little note, she showed to everybody. She showed the teacher, you know, and she listened to me. Whatever I say, okay, okay.
Thank you, Maria, for making me special and happy.
Oh, that's awesome.
My name is Jason Woodward, and I'm here to talk about Drew Perry. Last year, I wasn't putting the effort in. You know, I was more focused on stuff at home and stuff like that. I just wasn't, you know, I wasn't focused on school. But he stuck with it, you know. He was like, he was really working to help me. Like, he really wants me to get my diploma done.
Mr. Perry was sent to me through the Woodmont High School when I was having to drop out because I had a little girl and I was not able to go to school full time. Mr. Perry called me and told me there were several programs that I could start to get my high school diploma. Mr. Perry told me that it was possible to have a child and get my high school diploma. He told me that that even though it may be hard at times, that if you strive, it is definitely worth it. He gave me a gateway to a place where I didn't think I was going to be able to go. I told him I just couldn't do it. I couldn't go back and forth to school and have babysitters. And he just pushed me along the way, whether it was phone calls, showing up to my house. Just always kept me in motivation towards getting my goal, to get to my goal.
If it wasn't for Perry, like, I wouldn't be doing this. Like, I wouldn't be here getting my diploma.
Right now, I'm about 2 weeks from graduating high school. And a year ago, I would have never thought this was possible.
I think it's really important to get the diploma because you can move forward in life if you want to. You can, you know, you can go to college and you'll have a better chance getting into a better college, you know.
Oh, Mr. Perry, thank you for helping me reach my goal of graduating high school, and thank you for making me feel like I had potential when nobody else thought I did.
Well, I would thank him for sticking with me last year, even though I wasn't on the ball, you know, I wasn't doing great, and saw basically something in me I didn't see in myself, you know, that I could get it done, that I could actually do it and work in all the things I needed to do in my schedule.
I would offer to you that those stories are the measure of our success. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a great way to end the calendar year. And we certainly, on behalf of all of our employees, wish each of you a Merry Christmas and an enjoyable holiday.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Royster. That was great. A great video. Ms. Rowletter, did you have a comment on that?
Yes, Madam Chair. Thank you for presenting that, Dr. Royster. Just a moment of bragging. We all have to brag on our children occasionally. My daughter, when she was in youth and government for Riverside High School, was elected Secretary of State for youth and government. Coincidentally, not really related to me, but she was dating the governor at that time. The governor of youth and government. It was a wonderful, wonderful experience for my children. And Benjamin received Premier Attorney Award in the attorney portion of that. So I know how important that is and how involved it gets our children in government and really doing it down there in the real place. It's very, very important to them. So thank you for presenting that.
Thank you, Mr. Letter. Any other comments? Okay, hearing none, we'll move on to our action items for the evening. We have one, item 6.01, Greer Middle College Charter Lease Agreement. The recommended motion from the Committee of the Whole is to approve this lease agreement renewal with Greer Middle College Charter School. Coming from the Committee of Whole, does not require a second. Is there any discussion on the motion? Hearing none. All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries. Thank you. Moving on to information items. Item 7.01, Internal Auditing Services Project Status Report. Mr. Barber, thank you for being here. Would you like to offer any comment tonight on the project status report?
We're just presenting our monthly status report, and I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Okay. Do we have any questions for Mr. Barber tonight on his status report? All right. Mr. Barber, you're off the hook.
Thank you. It came on.
Awesome. Okay. Then we'll move on to Section 8, Item 8.01, Committee and Liaison Reports. I do want to echo again what Dr. Royster said, that we are very appreciative of the time that Ms. Rowletter has given to the South Carolina School Board Association in her role as on the Board of Directors, and appreciate Mr. Baxter stepping in now to take on this role. It does require a commitment and some extra time, so we are appreciative of that. And congratulations to Mr. Sailors for Thank moving into that state secretary role.
I appreciate the board support.
Are there any other committee reports anyone wants to make committee reports? Ms. Rowletter?
Not a committee report, because I've passed that torch on to Bowtie Baxter over there. But I would like to make note that we now have two people on the South Carolina School Board Association Board of Directors, and unless their policy is changed, you get a person on that board for every 40,000 students. We're very close to having a third person on that board, I do believe, and I just wanted to remind Dr. Royster, if that's still correct, I'm not sure, we might need to check with Judy LeGrand, but that is the policy as it used to be.
And it's the same still.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you. Dr. Ball-O'Connor?
Yes, just a brief update that I appreciate the committee working very hard on the instructional policy group to advance along some significant review of the instructional policies prior to the end of the school year, and it's turned out to be a little more ambitious than we originally thought, so at least we will prioritize those that may have a direct effect on next year. And we got a really good team working it well, and a great person in Pat Burns-Dillard that Dr. Royster has provided for our support. And any time that any of you would like to come, or just call me and find out what we're doing, or get any kind of update, I'd be glad to. But just to let you know, we are working. It'll probably be quite some time before we have anything specific to bring to the board for review. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. O'Connor. All right. If there are no other committee reports, we're going to move on to item 9.01, the monthly financial report. Mr. Royster?
I believe in the true spirit of Christmas. Mr. Knotts does not have a formal report, but will answer any question that you might have.
I thought he would have a gift for us in that way.
His gift is that he has no formal report tonight.
Thank you. Are there any questions for Mr. Knotts or Dr. Royster on the financial? Okay.
Mr. Meek?
Hearing none. That brings us to the end of our...
Madam Chairman?
Mr. Sailors?
I'd like to make a motion. We adjourn.
I have a motion to adjourn. Duly seconded. Is there any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? We are adjourned. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Great job.